Lord is worthy of praise. The Lord is worthy of praise and honor and glory forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
It is the custom in our church, if you have a special prayer that you want the elders to pray about.
Would you hold it closer to me? If you have special requests, special prayers that you would like the leaders of our church to pray about, you can fill that out on a blue card, and it will be given to the church leaders to pray about. So at this time, those who have those can come forward, and we will kneel in prayer before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of grace, thanking you for being the loving God that you are. And we know that you hear our prayers, Father, and so we have many petitions for you this morning, Father. We have loved ones that have lost dear ones in their life or on the verge of losing them. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will comfort these ones, always remembering that you are the God of life and you have the power of resurrection in your hands. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit and your holy angels will be here with us this morning. We pray especially for our pastor as he brings the message to us this morning. May he have words on high, Father. As we worship you, may our hearts be drawn by your Holy Spirit, Father, to worship you in holiness and devotion, a devotion as in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much, for giving us your Holy Son to die on the cross, to pay our penalty, Father, for being sinners. Thank you for loving us so much to give him up to do that. We praise you and we thank you and we come before you in his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
In Luke 16, verses 10 and 11, we read, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worthy wealth, who will trust you with true riches?" Today, teachings on finances center around giving people tricks and tips on how to prosper and make money. The preachers of the prosperity gospel encourage their believers to give so much and insist that God will give them multiple returns on what they have given. Such a poor handling of this very important subject has contributed to the casino mentality among many Christians who behave as if God operates the lottery company, and all you need to do is give much and wait for an instant miracle. In stewardship, to obey is better than sacrifice. In the Councils on Stewardship, the author writes, "Christians are safe only in acquiring money as God directs and using it in channels which he can bless. God wants his people to obey, serve and follow him with a whole heart, rather than to maintain a superficial commitment based on tradition or ceremonial system. Today's offerings will be for our church budget. The deacons will pick up the offerings.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your blessings this morning. We return of what you have given us. Your law is holy, and your counsels, Father, are good for us. Please help us obey you, for you said obedience is better than sacrifice. Help us obey you in everything, because we love you. In Jesus' name we ask, and we thank you. Amen.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. This morning we are going to sing a song from hymnal number 88. So if you can open your book and follow what we are singing. And if you know the song, please sing with us. But it's a hymnal number 88. I'll sing the mighty power of God. Thank you.
I sing the mighty power.
I sing the mighty
power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eyes. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. Or clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all thy boroughs lie from thee is ever in thy cares, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Our scripture reading today is Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Thank you, Ben, for reading scripture for us. I don't think Ben's name is in the bulletin, but he is one of the recently baptized church members, a young man who we appreciate very much. So we praise God for Ben. Thank you, Ben. So today you will have. Let's see if I can get this right. There we go. A rather short message. TMI, it says there. And in this context, it does not refer to too much information. Okay? Especially since my message is short today. It's not going to be too much information. For those of you sitting in the mother's room, we're still working on the sound system to make sure that, yes, you should be able to hear me now, but in the 5, 6, 7 minutes or so, we're going to have a short video, about 4 or 5 minutes. And so, with that, you're not going to be able to hear a thing. So you may either have somebody to translate for you. No, that's not the word. You may need to come in here if you're going to hear the video. And it's a very important video. So in 4 or 5 minutes, you may want to, if you can, just come in here with your kids. It's only be a short video, 5 minutes. So in total member involvement is the meaning of TMI in this context. And total member involvement really refers to a full-scale implementation of Christ's commission right here in our local community. Now, it also refers to worldwide all member involvement, but we're going to focus right here on this community right now. Now remember, Jesus said, therefore, in the next slide, he said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. This commission involves engaging every member, every type of public outreach ministry, every type of personal outreach ministry, and every individual attending this church, whether you are a church member or not yet, you are, you know, if you're involved in ministry for Jesus, for his church, whether it's helping in the Sabbath school or doing plumbing work or going door to door, whatever it is, as long as the overall purpose is to lead people to Jesus, these ministries are important puzzle pieces in the overall picture. Your involvement is an important puzzle piece in the entire picture. Everyone can do something to prepare others for the coming of Jesus. Amen? In fact, everyone needs to do something. We have a very important message to share with the world. It's called the Three Angels Message. And, you know, this message is about Jesus and about who he is, what he's about, and about the fact that he's coming, and it's about preparing people so that they will not be lost, so they will be saved into his kingdom forever and ever. Isn't that a worthy mission for God's people? And that means that everyone here, you and I, we all need to do something. We have no time to lose. Every moment is a golden moment, and altogether too precious to be devoted to merely serving myself. And the people of God said, now, I realize that was not a hearty amen. I think maybe it was mixed with, well,
amen.
All right, I'm glad to hear that you are still alive out there. Praise God. Now listen to this reality check statement right here. I'm going to share with a few statements today. Just a few short statements. This is from a book called Gospel Workers. The work of God in this earth can never be finished until the men and women comprising our church membership rally to the work and unite their efforts with those of ministers and church officers. Now, it's talking about church members. And that's, you know, some of you may not be church members. There are still things that you can be involved in if you're preparing for membership, if you have a conviction about this message that we have, that you can be involved with as well. So again, it's about being united in sharing the message. Now, that's, you know, reality. There's a reality right here. So what can we do about it? Well, first, we can pray. Pray that God will show you how you can be involved and work in his church. And we have been told that at the sound of fervent prayer, Satan's whole host trembles. Now, that's a powerful, powerful statement right there. You know, little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. And so, you know, this is the number one. This is not just number one. This is the underpinning or the basis for the entire life of the church. Another thing that you can do is to get involved in an existing ministry in the church or start your own. The exhibits that you will be visiting in our fellowship hall in a moment, in a little bit, these exhibits will give you ideas for how to volunteer for Jesus, how you can be involved. And I'm talking about everyone, not only those of you already are wearing many hats in the church, but those of you who may not yet be wearing any hats, guess what? We have a hat for you. Well, I wish we had a hat now. I should have gotten some hats. You know, but in any case, you know, you know what I'm talking about. The third thing, and yes, I mentioned you can start your own ministry. We're talking here about connecting with people in one way or another for Jesus. Or being involved in providing logistics for those who are connecting with people. You know, there are so many ways of being involved in making it happen, leading people to Jesus. The third thing you can do is to befriend new members and nurture them until they too become gospel workers for Jesus. You know, again, this is for those of you who have been members for a while. Connect. Look out for those among us who are new and maybe even may need help in various ways. You see, when we're working together in a planned way, in a committed way, where everyone is doing something for Jesus, then we can expect to experience God's blessings in our lives and in our church. In fact, I would go so far as to say we can expect a life of miracles when we're in the front lines or in the trenches for Jesus. Every part or gift or ministry matters in our church. Every one of you matter. And everything, you know, needs to be connected. Prayer, the Lord's food pantry, God's closet, youth outreach on Sabbath afternoon, first Sabbath afternoon of the month, the Three Answers Community Garden, Glow Ministry, our AV team, including our translators up there, and every other minister of our church, all are part of the continuous process of leading people to Jesus. That's the purpose of it. If that were not the purpose, it wouldn't be a ministry that should continue. Synergy is what it's all about. Synergy, what is it? Well, synergy is created when you combine multiple forces to start working together to create an effect that is greater than that of the individual one. Okay? In other words, God's closet is a wonderful ministry. Isn't that right, Veronica? Praise God. But it accomplishes much more when it's part of a concerted, total church effort to reach the community for Jesus. And you have experience of that, people coming in and saying, you know what, wow, there is so much happening here. I'm being helped in this and being helped in that way. And I'm being blessed by your church. You know, a good example of synergy is, you know, let's say that, you know, there's a baseball game going on and you have 80,000 fans clapping at that baseball game. Now, imagine that compared to just one person clapping. It's not the same effect, does it? I'm saying that to a group that don't go to baseball games. And I don't mind that at all because I don't go to baseball games. But anyway, it's an example. Hopefully we can all understand. Ultimately, what I want to communicate this morning is that total member involvement is really a way of life. And, you know, that brings me to a deservedly much-quoted paragraph from the book of Desire of Ages, which says, Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and won their confidence. Then he bade them follow me. That's the total member involvement way of life. There is something for everyone to do. Now, we may not be able to go to an overseas mission field, but we can pray, we can witness at home, we can be involved in one of our local ministries. As Ellen White put it, we can be home missionaries. Now, only if every Adventist Christian takes personal responsibility for reaching our community for Jesus will it happen. Only then. There is much for us to do. We need every church member to be involved. And so now I'm going to show you a video, and then I'll get back to you with a few moments of information. Just turn up the sound as loud as you can.
The General Conference is launching a new visionary, bold initiative called Total Member Involvement. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming very soon.
Every church member can do something. That's what Total Member Involvement is all about.
The Lord has placed on my heart a huge burden, a burden to help each of us realize that we must be totally involved in God's last day message. And that has to do with everything from speaking the word to living the word, following Christ's example in everything, helping people physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. Thousands and thousands of lay people are actively involved in praying for their neighbors and giving Bible studies and distributing literature. But whatever we have done up until this point, it is not yet total member involvement.
One of the greatest challenges we face is the devil's attempt to neutralize our mission, endeavor, and focus because we don't have a relationship with the Lord.
I'm reminded of what Ellen White said in Desire of Ages, page 142. In order to develop a character like Christ, we must work as he worked. There's something about service, something about ministry, something about witnessing that brings revival to our own hearts. This is why I am so encouraged about total member involvement.
There are so many examples all over the world as to what God is doing through his members, through those who are really committed to him. There in Chitungwiza in Harare, Zimbabwe, thousands of people involved in specific assignments in reaching people with the precious message, whether they were visiting, whether they were helping out in a health expo, whether they were doing Bible studies, whether they were just welcoming people, whatever it was, they were involved.
In Zimbabwe itself, there were over 918 meetings going on at the same time all across that great country. And in the end, 30,000 people were baptized.
A beautiful example in San Antonio, Texas. Literally thousands of people involved in reaching out to the community of San Antonio.
Over 700 people were baptized.
One of the things that really amazed me about San Antonio and that Your Best Pathway to Health was that total involvement, 1,500 people involved, ministering to the needs of over 6,100 individuals that came. Many of them stayed all night in line. And as I watched what God did, it was amazing.
In Harare, Zimbabwe, over 30,000 people were affected through this special outreach, which God says is the right arm of the gospel. One can praise the Lord and say, wow, that's great, it happened over there, but what am I going to do in my little place?
What about the difficult parts of the world? What about postmodern culture? I know this, some places are more difficult than others, but if you don't believe that you can win people for Christ in that setting, you won't win anybody.
I want to tell you, the Lord has a job for all of us, and God is going to bless you regardless of how small the operation or how large.
Doing something gives God an avenue to bless.
The real factor is your commitment to the Lord and to following Christ's method alone.
How can I, as a church member, become involved in total member involvement? The first thing that I think is significantly important is to get on your knees and begin to pray and say, Lord, I am consecrating myself to you. I'm giving myself to you. What do you want me to do? Whatever it is, whether it's to be an intercessor in prayer and concentrate on a prayer ministry,
whether it is actively involved in health ministry, whether it's literature ministry, whether it's children's ministry, whether it's Bible study ministry or preaching.
I just feel an overwhelming burden that all of us need to be involved. Everyone has a job that the Lord can provide. Everyone can be a missionary for Jesus, no matter whether you're in a sophisticated society or in a simple setting. God can use each of us.
Jesus has given us a great commission to go and preach and teach and baptize. The commission is to you personally. It's to me, no matter who you are.
Why don't I get on your knees and say, Jesus, I want to be an active witness for you. I want to be involved, totally, completely involved with the entire church in total member involvement.
Will you heed the call? You know, Jesus, our Creator, our Savior and our Lord, did not come into this world to be served, but He came to humbly serve His created beings in order to save them for eternity. Will you and I follow in His footsteps? You know, the time has come now for all of us to exit this sanctuary quietly and enter our exhibit hall. And we will have more than 30 exhibits there of ministries that this church is involved with. Ministries of this local church family. And there are room for more, but there's also room for participation in the existing ministries that we have. To build them up, to make them even stronger. Now, we will come back in here in half an hour, 30 minutes, and then, you know, we'll make a short announcement when it is time to come back here to conclude our worship hour. When it's time to come back into the sanctuary, please do so quickly and quietly, just the way you leave. And so the exhibits that you will see, they're not going to be there just for show. The exhibits are there for you to see what's already happening, as I said, in our wonderful church with God's help. But it's also there to give you ideas for where you can be involved for Jesus. So there will be sign-up sheets. There will be people at each booth talking about their ministry. And hopefully you will catch a vision for what you can do in one of these areas or maybe another area that we haven't even thought of yet. Now, this ministry Sabbath can be only be considered a success if it leads you to be involved for Jesus. So may God bless all of us as we explore the exhibits together. So let's now leave the sanctuary quietly and go into the fellowship hall and spend the next half hour and then come back here at noon.
I'm glad you all come back in here. I think there may be a few stragglers, but we'll continue right now. What we will do now is very short. We're going to have another short video segment. It's about 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll have our closing song and a prayer. On your way out, there will be a handout at the door that you will receive. But I want to mention to you that these exhibits will now be up for several weeks. So you'll be able to come back and check them out in more detail. Maybe there are others that you might be interested in inviting to come here and check it out over the next week or weeks or during the Sabbaths. They're there to stay for a while. We also want to welcome you to our fellowship dinner this afternoon, if you like. And I understand that some of the exhibits are even serving something. But anyway, at this time, I'm going to continue right into our video. It's here first, and then start the video. Thank you.
How are you? My name is David, and okay. We're in the local church community, and we're passing something out for you. It's a small gift for you to read.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's important that everybody be involved in total member involvement, helping others to see Jesus in practical ways. Health outreach, literature outreach, door-to-door activity, media outreach, music activities. We're hoping that all over this world, more people, more members, will understand that this is a joint partnership. Everybody ought to be involved in getting out and making contacts with people.
Everybody, please head out those doors as fast as you can. Grab a partner and grab a colored piece of paper and follow it to your exit. I'll see you out on the streets.
We just want to welcome you guys to bus number 3. My name is Renella, and I will be serving you today. Don't you feel like you're on Brunella Airlines or something? While Kyle is passing these out, you guys can grab the little canvas that should be in there. It's a little colored piece of paper. You can get this out and start looking at it and going over your canvas, what you're going to say at the doors.
Today we had a fabulous time with so many people from all over the world, representatives from every single division, coming together under the leadership of young people, all to help people understand total member involvement. Every one of us going out, being able to share Christ through literature and a prayer.
I'm so pleased to participate in the project.
Yeah.
Because I expected to see more people closed, and we found a lot of people open, ready to receive a word of prayer, a pamphlet.
Yeah.
They're more open than I imagined.
My name is Aiden Wu, and I am currently a social student. I had the opportunity to go out today with the Northern Asia Pacific Union secretary out door-to-door knocking. And at our very last door, at the end of just around 10 minutes or so, we saw a man with his car pulling up into the garage. And this man came out, and we started to explain that, oh, we are friends from the Adventist Church, and we gave him some literature. some glow tracks. At the sound of that, he told us that, oh, interesting, I've recently been looking into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And he's been wondering, he said, why are not Christians keeping the seventh-day Sabbath? And I was like, well, here we are, here for you. And so we handed him a book, and I told him this explains how Sabbath is part of God's love. And he said, I will definitely read this book.
Literature is one of the easiest ways to do it. Going door to door, talking to people on the streets, sharing with them some Christian literature, and then asking them, is there something I can pray for?
I will be with my niece and her loved ones that are sowing with help. And my Father, please bless her and bless her family as well. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All can participate in total member involvement. That's what it's all about. Everyone doing something for Jesus. I invite you to be part of this great effort all over the world, using the talents God has given to you to be part of this mighty movement. For soon, Jesus will come.
This is total member involvement. Everyone joining together, doing something for Jesus.
This is TMI.
As I observed you out in the hall, there was a lot of conversation going on. And I know some decisions were made. In fact, at my booth, there were several that signed up for our afternoon class in Winsome Witnessing, starting today at 2:30. And so I'm thankful that you were engaged during this half hour we had out there. But there are more ways to engage. And so I look forward to the near future and to see all of us, every single one of us, no one left behind. Everyone involved for Jesus in this church. And spread the word to those who are not here today, and there are many that would not be able to come today, but they are going to be here in the next few weeks. Spread the word so that we can all be carrying this together. This is, as I said, a puzzle of people working together. We fit together, and together we can form that beautiful picture of Jesus. Now, at this time, I want to invite you to sing our closing song with me. Let's stand for our closing song and sing it from the bottom of our hearts.